And here's another storyline that belongs in a book. More than 65 million years ago, an asteroid smashed into Earth and brought about an apocalypse. It was the event that wiped out the dinosaurs, and it set the stage for humans to evolve. Scientists from the University of Texas visited the crater the asteroid left off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and drilled into an ancient ring of mountains formed by the impact. Mose Bouchel from Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin tells us what they found.
I've got to admit, when I heard about this, the first thing I thought of was At the Mountains of Madness by H.P. Lovecraft. It's a sci-fi story about an academic team that visits an ancient mountain range, drills deep into the ground, and awakens a race of aliens who lived on Earth eons before man.
Of the life of the old ones, both under the sea and after part of them migrated to land, volumes could be written.
Apparently, I wasn't the only one.
We did two different Reddits, actually, Ask Me Anythings, and both times we got questions that sounded a lot like that.
Sean Gulick is the University of Texas geophysicist who led the expedition.
You know, are you going to wake a sleeping alien god, for instance, or if you do, will you claim responsibility? And we, of course, said we would.
That's basically exactly what the story is.
For the record, they did not rouse the old ones when they dug into the crater left behind by the asteroid. But Gulick and his colleagues did find granite.
When we first drilled it and granite came up out of the center of this thing that had to come from super deep, and the granite was so damaged, we were like, wow, this is an incredible find.
That's because it seems to confirm a theory about how the mountains were formed. Gulick says, imagine the asteroid hitting the Earth like a pebble hits the surface of a pond.
You can anticipate it will splash back up. You can anticipate a rebound.
The pressure of the impact is so mind-bogglingly intense, he says, the surface of the planet acted just like that. Asteroid hits, granite from 6 miles underground splashes back up like liquid, it falls to the center,
and leaves behind this ring of mountains that are kind of laying on top.
Gulick says the findings from the crater could help us understand more about other planets.
If these peak rings are in fact coming from deep, then every time we see a crater on another planet, whatever their peak rings are made of is telling us what the middle crust of that planet is made of.
And help us understand how life formed on Earth and could form elsewhere.
In the search for life on other planets, you might go investigate some of these central features in impact craters for evidence of there having once been life living in those craters.
That's because the environment created by the impact could have been an ideal place for microbial life to grow on the Earth's surface.
So maybe you didn't awaken the alien gods, but you may have discovered habitat for life to have taken hold, I guess.
Exactly. And that's very much what we think is a possibility.
And the Texas geophysicist expects the samples gathered off the Yucatan Peninsula to yield many more insights into that cataclysmic moment and what came after. For Here and Now, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.